Be'ezras Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moir, Rav David Tziben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma, daf Lamed. We left off three lines on the bottom on Yuma Chav Tesem Beis. Good morning, Jeremy Avi, Dr. Joe, and Chana Chenoch. The Gemara begins as follows. We learned in the Mishnah Zach, Klal Hayu B'Migdash, anyone who urinates would have to wash their yadayim v'raglayim, their hands and feet, from the kior. Says the Gemara, bishlama raglayim. I understand why if you urinate, you got to wash your feet. Mishum nitzotzos, because when you go into the bathroom, something could spritz on your legs. Ela yadayim ma'itayma. But why in the world do you have to wash your hands? Amar Rabbi Abba, zos omeris mitzvah l'shavshev. Rabbi Abba says, this teaches us that there is a mitzvah to use your hands to wipe off your feet from whatever might get on there. Since you had to use your hands to wipe it off, so your hands could also get dirty. Messiah Leila Rabbi Ami, this is a proof to Rabbi Ami, Dom Rabbi Ami, Osir La'adam She'yetze B'nitzotel Sha'agabi Raglav. A person is not allowed to walk around with any kind of spritz from when he went to the bathroom on his feet. Mipnei She'nira Kikrus Shavcha. Because you look like someone who is wounded in that area, or you're a balmum, you don't have a normal situation there, and therefore when you go to the bathroom, it spritzes all over the place. So someone who's a kris shofcha is not capable of having children, and therefore motzi laz al banim shehim amzeirim, and therefore you cause people to think that that your children are mamzeirim, because if you're a kris shofcha, because you have this stuff all over you, so then you're not capable of having kids. The Tosfos Yeshanim quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that we can be medakdek from this Gemara that let's say a person did not use his hands to wipe off his feet. Sounds like he doesn't have to wash his hands. It's only because you use your hands. And it's not just any time you go to the bathroom you have to wash your hands per se, but it's only if you actually use your hands to wipe. And therefore, even if you would use your hands to wash off your feet, so then you wouldn't necessarily have to say Anatilas Yadayim, and presumably you wouldn't have to make an Asher Yatzar either. That's what Tosfos Yeshanim writes. You wouldn't make an Asher Yatzar unless you're going to the bathroom for Gedolim, unless you're actually sitting at the bathroom. However, Rabbeinu Elchanan writes, there's no distinction. Just like in the Migdash, they were Misakin Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to anyone who goes to the bathroom. They didn't make a distinction whether you actually washed yourself off, wiped yourself off, or didn't. So too, by Netilas Yadayim, you always have to wash your hands. The Beis Halevi is Midaktik from the words of the Rambam, that anyone who went to the bathroom in the Beis HaMikdash required Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, even if you don't use your hands to wipe yourself off, nevertheless, you have to wash anyway. And it sounds like you'd even be Mechal of the Avodah if you didn't do it. And he said, because there's a mitzvah L'Shavshev, so maybe there's also an issue of Hesach Hadas, that when you go to the bathroom and you know you might have to wipe yourself off, so you're Mesiach Das from your hands, and therefore you have to wash them again upon return. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Papa, Tsoa b'makoma. If a person sits down in the bathroom and he goes to the bathroom and there's tsoa on that place where he goes to the bathroom from what's called the piatabas, so aser likros kriyashma. You're not allowed to reach ma if you have some leftover tsoa after you go to the bathroom. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hey, chedami, idin nireis. If you could see the tsoa on the outside, pshita, obviously you can't go to the bath, you can't say shema. Idin lo nireis, if you can't see it, lo yinit natar la malachi ashareis. How could you expect people to completely wipe themselves in such a way that there's namish, nothing at all left there, and you can't even see it, and that's going to be a problem? You can't expect a person to be totally clean like that. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha. De yoshe v'nireis, Omeid ve'inanir. So this is Rav Papa's Shita. that when you sit down, you could see it. But if you're standing, it gets covered over. That's Rav Papa's Chiddush Tzoa B'Makoma, that the person himself would not be allowed to read Shema. If when he sits down, you could see it, but if he stands up, you can't see it. Ask the Gemara, Umayshna Mitzoa Al-Basaro. How is this any different? Rav Papa says you can't read Shema when there's some residue stuff that if you're sitting down, you could see it, but if you're standing up, you can't see it. How is that any different from the case of Tzoa Al-Basaro? What's this case? A person, let's say he was changing a diaper or something, and he has Tzoa Al-Basaro, but it's covered over by his garments. You can't see it, but it's Al-Basaro. Did my Tzoa Al-Basaro, Oshahaya Yadav Beves HaKise, or a person stuck his hand into a bathroom. Rav Huna Amar Mutter Likros Kriyashma. Rav Huna says that there's only a problem of Tzoa if it's on your nose or on your mouth area, because of the pasuk Kol Haneshama Tahalel Ka, that the neshama, the place that you neshima, that you breathe from, your mouth and your nose, and the Gemara seems to say elsewhere that meaning that either if it's there or you smell it, if you smell it, so then that's a problem. But if it's just Tzoa Shal Basaro that it's covered over and you don't smell it, so there's no problem of Kol Haneshama Tahalel. It's not on your mouth. It's not on your nose. You don't smell it. So he says it's mutter to read Shema. Rav Chista Amar also likros Kriya Shema. And the Gemara in Brachos explains that Rav Chista Svar is based on the pasuk Kol Atzmosai Tomarna. So Kol Atzmosai Tomarna. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So certainly Rav Huna is against Rav Papa. And the Mefarshim explained that even Rav Chista, who says you're not allowed to read Shema because of the pasuk Kol Haneshama, because of Kol Atzmosai Tomarna, all my limbs are praising Hashem. So if there's Tzoa on any of my limbs, that's going to be a problem. Even according to Rav Papa is even against Rav Chista. So the Rishonim are bothered a little bit. What do you mean? What's the kasha? Maybe he just holds a Rav Chista. Rav Chista says if it's anywhere, it's a problem. So the Ritva says no. According to So the Ritva says that no, that according to Rav Chista, Rav Papa said it's only if when you stand you don't see it, and when you sit you see it. So that's a lesser level. Rav Chista said no, it's got to be something that it's out all the time. So that's one way that he's against it. The Nitziv writes that no, when, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, the kasha is when it's in its proper place. So Rav Chista would agree that it's mutter. Rav Papa says it's also even if it's in the place that it's supposed to be, namely where it comes out from. And the Sfas Emes writes that Rav Papa holds that it's also because of it, of the smell that it, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute. And Rav Chista says no, it's just usher when it's there, regardless of the smell. But some actually explain, the Ritva brings another pshat, that it's actually, you're right, it's only akasha if you hold like Rav Chista. There is a general question of who do we paskin like this, machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Rav Huna is Rav Chista's Rebbe. So some say we paskin like Rav Huna because he was the Rebbe. So Rav Huna says mutter, Rav Papa says asa, but really you're right, according to Rav Chista, wouldn't be a problem. At any rate, the Gemara asks it as a question. So the Gemara gives the following answer. Says the Gemara, no. Bimakoma nafish zuama. The reason why Rav Papa says it's usher when it's in that place, in the place where it comes out from, so it's very, very smelly, and it's very smelly. That's why Rav Papa says, even if you can't see it when you're standing up, it's still usher to read Shema, because in its place, it's very, very smelly, and therefore you can't read Shema. But Shalom and Makoma, guy's changing a diaper, and it's covered over, and the tzoa is not in its proper place. So lo nafish zuama, it doesn't smell so bad. And therefore, it's not a problem. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Halacha b'seuda, Adam yotze lahashten mayim, notel yado achas, v'nichnas. So the halacha is, if a person's in the middle of a meal, and he has to go to the bathroom, so if he only uses one hand to wipe himself, So that one hand that he wiped, he only has to wash that one hand, and he can come back in. Now, diber im chaveiro v'hiflig, if he was out of the, he went to go have a conversation, and he was out of the meal for a long time, so then, notel shtei adav v'nichnas, because since he was there for a long time, he already had a long conversation, so he was mesiach das from the suda, he was doing something else, and we're afraid that his hands touched something, so he has to wash his hands again. Ukishu notel, now when he washes his hands in these cases, lo yitul mibachutz v'yikanes, he shouldn't wash his hands outside the meal and then come in. Mepnei chashad, people aren't going to know that he washed his hands. El nichnas v'yoshir b'makom of anotel shtei adav v'machzer hatafiach al arachin. He comes back inside, and he goes back to sit in his place, and he should wash his hands in front of everybody else, and then he should pass around the water and see if anybody else needs to wash their hands, and say, does anybody needs to wash their hands like I did, so that people will know that he washed his hands. But Amar Rav Chisda, lo amran ela lishtos. That's only if he's coming back inside to drink. Aval le'echol, if he's coming back inside to eat, no one's going to suspect that he's such a disgusting person that he's not going to wash his hands. Notel mibachutz v'nichnas. He could even wash his hands outside. Deme de yadia da anina date. Everyone's going to know if he's coming back inside to eat that for sure he's got to wash his hands. And presumably, nowadays that there are sinks in the bathrooms and there's soap in the bathroom, no one's going to suspect a guy who goes to the bathroom that he didn't wash his hands. You don't have to wash inside. So, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'ana afi lishlos nami me de yadi da anina datoi. Me, even if I'm coming back inside to drink, I'm such an istinus, I'm such a picky guy. That everybody knows that when I come back, I'm going to wash my hands. So even to drink, so I can wash outside. No one's going to suspect that I didn't wash. Okay, let's see the new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. This is referring to the obligation to wash your hands or to go to the mikveh, excuse me, before going into the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Adam nichnas la'azara la'avoda afilu tahar ad sheyitpol. No person who is going into the azara to do avoda, even if he's tahar, you can't go in unless you dip in a mikveh. Now, both Rashi and Tosis here understand that even though it says la'avod avoda, so it's not true. Take a look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah, three quarters of the way down the page. La'avoda. Lav dafka, says Rashi. From the simple reading of the Mishnah, it sounds like you only have to go to the mikvah if you're going into the Beis HaMikdash to do avoda. Let's say you're just going into the Beis HaMikdash not to do avoda. Or you're a czar who's going into the Beis HaMikdash to shecht. We know that shechitas ksher bazar, you don't need a kohen. So you're a non-kohen, you're going to the Beis HaMikdash to go do shechita. Lav dafka, says Rashi, de'ein adam nichlas la'azara ad sheyitpol. The time for Shigmar. And take a look at Tosis also. Ein adam nichlas la'avoda afil tar ad shu tovel. Take a look at Tosis. Lav dafka la'avoda la'afil l'shechita de la'avodi. Muchach l'kama d'boi tefila. Va'afilu b'lav avoda rak she'nichlas la'azara, even if he didn't even do shechita. However, if you look at the Tosis Yishanim, take a look at the Tosis Yishanim, if you have it on the side of your page, says the Tosis Yishanim, Ein Adam Nichnas La'azara. In my edition, it's in the medium-sized lines, the fourth line, Tosis Yishanim. Pirusha Kunchas La'avod La'av Dafka. Miu B'chala Svarim Shalanu V'gam B'pri Chadosh. Garas ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoda. What do you tell me it's lav dafka? The Mishnah says the word's la'avoda. What do you mean lav dafka? V'amay nakte, v'chanam mashma b'gemara. And it also implies that way in the Gemara, delo mafik le benzoma ela mikavachomer de kongadu b'yom ha'kippurim. Benzoma learns it out from a kavachomer, the kongadu who does la'avoda yom kippur. So you see, it's only la'avoda. So this is a fundamental dispute. And by the way, what's the raya to Rashi and Tosis? It doesn't say the word kohen. It says the word adam. Ein Adam nichnas la'azara. Presumably, an Adam means he's going in there just to walk in. It doesn't say a kohen. So presumably in Adam, he's not going to do avoda. He's not allowed to do avoda. So this is a very important machlokas about whether or not if a person is just stam. He knows he's tar. He thinks he's tar and he's going into Bais HaMikdash. He's just going not to do avoda. Does he have to go to the mikvah? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on one side, Tosfos Yeshalom on the other. Even if he's tar, you got to go to the mikvah. Chomish tefilos fasar kiddushin tovel kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. The kohen gadol went to the mikvah five times. Every time he changed his garments, and he did kiddush yadayim raglayim from the kippur 10 times. Tovel kohen gadol 5 times. Umekadosh bo bayom on Yom Kippur 5 mikvahs and 10. Kiddush Yadayim is Raglayim. Right? Before he would take off the garments, he would do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Then he would go to the mikvah. Then he would, when he would put on the new garments, he would do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. The Kulon Bakodash al Beis HaParva, all of them were done inside the Beis HaMikdash in the mikvah that was by the Beis HaParva, Chutz Mizubelvad, except for the first one of the day, the first mikvah of the day, that he would do outside Beis HaMikdash. It's not a chova mitzad Yom Kippurim. It was a general chova before you would start to do the avoda every day on the Shar Hamayim, on top of the Shar Hamayim, next to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Parsu sudden shel butz beino levena and they would place a curtain between him and the people that people should not see him naked when he was going to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, where do we know that everybody who goes into the Azara had to do tefillah? Shalus ben Zoma, tefillah zu, this tefillah, lama. Why do you have to do this tefillah? Amar lahem, uma hamishanim mikodesh l'kodesh, umimakom shanish karis, umimakom shanish karis. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he would go from a holy place to a holy place, from a place that is chayv karis to a place that is chayv karis, ton tefillah. Hamish, that's a beferish in the Chumash. Hamishanim. Even though he had to dip in the mikvah, even though he had already gone to the mikvah. Hamishana mechol l'kodesh, a person's coming from outside Beis HaMikdash. Umimakam she'en onesh karis, l'makam she'onesh karis, to a place that he's going to be chayiv karis if he'd be tamei. Eno din she'ton tefillah, it's a kal v'chomer. Sounds like it's a real din d'oraisa. Kal v'chomer is a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Huda omer, srach tefilizu. No, it's not a real din d'oraisa. It's just a din d'rabbanan to remind him. By making him go to the mikvah, it tries to remind him of any tumah that he might have incurred. Maybe he touched a dead body. Maybe he went to a funeral. Maybe he's got to do hazah shlishi yushvi. Maybe he's got to need hair of shemesh. Maybe he has a different kind of tumah that he's got to wait till the nighttime. So it's this tefillah is to remind him to think about any tumahs that he might have. Says the Gemara, b'mai kamiflagi. So the Rishonim say, what do you mean b'mai kamiflagi? One says it's d'oraisa, one says d'rabbanan. So we're asking, what's the practical difference? So says Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Lamed Amud Beis. Yeah, so the Gemara is asking, what's the implication of this machlokas? We understand what they're arguing about. Ben Zoma says it's a dindo raisa, and Rabbi Yehuda says only dindo rabbanan. Right, some ask, since the source of Benzoma is a Kal V'Chomer, the question is it a full Kal V'Chomer and it's a real Din D'oraisa? Or maybe it's just an Asmachta? It's a Din D'Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, so what's the practical difference? Says the Gemara, Ba'achule Avoda Kamiflugin. Oh, the Nafkamina is going to be, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash and do Avoda, and you didn't go to the Mikvah, is the Avoda Psula? LeBen Zoma, who says that it's a real dindo raisa. So therefore, meichel avoda. If you do avoda without going to the mikvah, the avoda is mechulol and doesn't count. You have to do it again. LeRabbi Yehuda, that it's just a dindo rabbanon. Lo meichel avoda. It's not mechal avoda. Es the Gemara LeBen Zoma mi meichel. But according to Ben Zoma, does it really render the avoda? Puzzle, it's meichel the avoda. V'ha'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Kohen Gadol shelo taval, v'lo kidesh, Kohen Gadol, who didn't go to the mikvah, and he didn't wash his hands and feet, bein beged le beged u bein avoda la avoda, if he didn't do it in the middle of the jobs of Yom Kippur, when he's going from one avoda to one avoda, he's supposed to go to the mikveh when he changes clothing. If he didn't do it, avodaso kshera. His avoda is kosher. He's not meichel the avoda. Echad kohen gadol ve'echad kohen hedyot shelo kiddush yad v'raglav shachris v'avod avoda avodasa psula. So a regular kohen gadol, I'm sorry, a regular kohen, or whether he's a kohen gadol or a kohen hedyot, if he does not wash his hands and feet from the kiyar in the morning before doing his avoda, so then his avoda is psula. But you're just telling me that the whole source of benzoma, that you have to go to the mikvah before walking into the azara, you have to go to the mikvah, comes from the kohen gadol doing the mikvah, but the kohen gadol, dayol abamin adin lios kenadon. If the whole source of benzoma is kavachomer, it's from the kohen gadol who had to go to the mikvah between avodas Yom Kippur, but there he doesn't disqualify the avoda. So too here, he should not disqualify the avoda. He doesn't go to the mikvah. Yeah, if he doesn't do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, so then he's gonna disqualify it. But in the morning. But if he doesn't go to the mikvah, you see from here that it's not disqualified. So the Gemara says you're right. Everyone agrees he does not disqualify the avoda if he does not go to the mikvah. But what's the question? Ella lamekam basay kamiflagi. The question is, does he violate an Isser Aseh? LeBenzoma Koi Baseh? According to Benzoma, learns a Kavachomer from the Kohen Gadol between the Avodas. So, if a person does Avoda, or even if he just walks in, according to Rashi and Tosis, he violates an Isser Aseh. Because Torah says, Ksonis by Rachatz Bamayim Es Pesaro Levesham. L'Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Dinder Rabbanan lo kai baseh. You don't violate an aseh. Says the Gemara. Umi isle l'Rabbi Yehuda hai svara. How could you say that that Rabbi Yehuda holds that anyone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash, how could you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that anyone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash has to do tefillah. V'hatani, we learned in a brisa. Mitzora tovel v'omeid bishar nikanor. So a mitzora has to go to the mikvah, and he stands in the nikanor gate, which we know that was the only gate in the azara that did not have the kedusha of the azara. So Mitzora was allowed to stand there to stick his thumb into the Beis HaMikdash and his big toe to be sprinkled from the blood of the Asham and from the Log HaShaman. He would stick his thumb, his hand in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einot Tzarech Tvila. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to go in the mikvah on day number 8, Shekvar Tavel Mi Be'erev, because he already went to the mikvah on day number 7. So he doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds anyone who walked into the Azara had to go to the mikvah, even if he knew he was tar from before? Here you have a guy who went to the mikvah on day 7, and you're telling me he doesn't have to go to the mikvah before going into Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, you're right, because there he just went to the mikvah yesterday. Hahu kid the Tani Taima? No. The reason why he doesn't have to go to the mikvah is because it's said over there, Shekvar Tavol Mi Be'erev. The only reason we said, Rabbi Yehuda said, a guy's got to, who's going into the Beis HaMikdash, had to dip, is to remind himself of any tumas that he might have had. This guy just went to the mikvah yesterday, so he knows that he can remember from yesterday that he didn't come in contact with any tumas. So it says, Shekvar Tavol Mi Be'erev. So that's why this guy does not have to go to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, there's such an obvious answer. Udekari la maikari la. What in the world was the guy thinking who asked the kasha? Shouldn't it be obvious that that he just went to the mikvah? Says the Gemara. Mishum dekabai lemir ma'achriti ale. No. The guy asking the question brought this brisa as a question because he wanted to pose a contradiction from this brisa to some other brisa. So let's remember again. This first brisa that we quote says a mitzora has to go to the mikvah. And Rabbi Yehuda, so the Tanakhama says, even though he went to the mikvah on day 7, he's got to go to the mikvah again on day 8. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Once he went to the mikvah on day 7, he no longer has to go to the mikvah on day 8 before going. That's this brisa. So the one who presented this brisa as a question against Rabbi Yehuda wanted to ask on him from elsewhere. The Gemara wanted to ask against this brisa from another brisa. What's the other brisa? Lishkas ha-mitzorayin, the office of the mitzorayin, shesha mitzorayin tovlin. That's where the mitzorayin used to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo mitzorayin bilvad amru, ela kol adam. Not only would a mitzora have to go to the mikvah there, but any person going into the Azara had to go to the mikvah. So wait a second. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said not mitzorayin alone would dip there, that sounds like both the mitzora and everyone would have to dip, and mitzora would have to dip again on day number 8. So this is a contradiction. Beforehand, Rabbi Yehuda said a mitzora doesn't have to do it. Here on day 8, if he already dipped on day 7, here the implication is that a mitzora, even on day number 8, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold, not only would a mitzora have to dip in day 8 and go into the Beis HaMikdash, but everyone would have to do it. Answers the Gemara. Two answers. Many more than two answers. Five answers. Says the Gemara, lo kashya. This is not a contradiction of the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Hadetavil, hadelotavil. This that Rabbi Yehuda said that you don't have to dip in the mikvah, that's in a case where you did dip on day number 7. But the case that we're saying over here that we were medayik, that not only a mitzorah has to dip, but everybody else does, that's where the mitzorah did not go yesterday. Hadelotavil, says the Gemara, you can't say that answer. What do you mean? E delotavil, harav shemesh boy. Says the Gemara, if the mitzora didn't go to the mikvah on day 7, but he waited till day number 8 to go to the mikvah, he's not allowed to do avoda right away. He's got to wait. He has got to do harav shemesh. The halacha of a mitzora is that whenever he goes to the mikvah, he can't get sprinkled by the blood and the oil until day number 8. He needs harav shemesh after going to the mikvah. If he didn't go to the mikvah on day number 7, you can't even sprinkle the blood on him now. You got to wait till the night after the 8th. So that can't be what we're talking about over here. So Gemara proposes answer number 2. Ella idi v'idi detavel. No, both cases Rabbi Yehuda is where he did go to the mikvah on day number 7. Ha de asach daite. The brisa that says he's got to go to the mikvah again on day number 8 means where he had a hesach hadas, he didn't wash himself between day number 7 and day number 8. Ha de lo asach daite. And the case where it says he doesn't have to go to the mikvah, that's if he watched himself since he went to the mikvah on day 7. He washed himself and saw there was no further tumah. Says the Gemara, really, he's had a hesach hadas. I asach daite. If he had a hesach hadas in day number 7, day number 8, he should require sprinkling on the 3rd and 7th day. He should have to wait another 7 days till he could walk in. Maybe if he was hesach hadas, maybe he didn't realize he came in contact with a dead body. Any person who doesn't watch himself carefully, maybe he went by a grave, maybe he went to a levaya, he forgot. He's got to dip in a mikvah three. He's got to have sprinkling of the paraduma water on day 3 and day 7. So the Gemara tries 3 more answers for a total of 5. Ella idi v'idi dilo asach daite. Both the brisa that said that Rehuda said you do have to go to the mikvah on day 8 before going into Beis HaMikdash, and the brisa says that you don't have to go to the mikvah on day 8 are both where there was no hesach hadas. V'lo kashya. Ha de tavel adas bias mikdash. The case where we say he does not have to go to the mikvah on day number 8 is when he went to the mikvah on day number 7, he had in mind that this tevila should also be for the sake of going into the Beis HaMikdash. Ha de lo tavel adas bias mikdash. He did not intend to use this tefillah for the Bias Migdash.
Because apparently there's halacha that every tefillah that a person is tovel, he has to have in mind what he's being tovel for. So that's the question here. That's one answer. The first answer that's accepted. It's the third answer overall, but it's the first answer that's accepted. Answer number four, the second answer that's accepted. V'ibay seima tani lom tani. We had the wrong girsa in the second brisa. He didn't say lo mitzaron bilvad. He disagreed and says, Tani, lo mitzaron amru ela kaladim. No, a mitzorah does not need to go in the mikvah. Only other people need to go. He didn't say lo mitzaron bilvad, not only mitzaron either other people. No, not mitzaron. I hold a mitzorah does not, since he went to the mikvah yesterday on day 7, he does not have to go to the mikvah on day 8. Rather, only other people who haven't already gone to the mikvah, they got to go to the mikvah before going into the Beis HaMikdash. Ravina Omar. Ravina gives a third or a fifth overall, third accepted answer. Rabbi Yehuda l'divrei d'rabbanan kamar. Rabbi Yehuda was only relating to the words of the Rabbana. Lididi, mitzorah ain't tzarich tefillah at all. I hold that a mitzorah doesn't have to go to the mikvah at all before going into Beis HaMikdash, because he already went to the mikvah on day number 7. But lididichu, you who say he does have to, oduli izi mias, delo mitzorah b'lvad amr ela kol adam. You should admit to me that not just the mitzorah, but it should be anybody. The Rabbanan, mitzorah daish betumah. The Rabbanan say, no, only a mitzorah has to go to the mikvah. Since he's been a mitzorah for 7 days, we're afraid maybe he was involved in other tumah, so he's got to go to the mikvah. But kol adam, but other people, lo daishi betumah. They, regular people, if they're planning on going to the Beis HaMikdash, They're not going to dabble in Tumah. They're not going to touch Tumah stuff so often. And therefore, they do not have to go to the mikveh at all before going to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see here that according to the Rabbanan, according to this last answer, Kol Adam Lo Daishi B'Tumah, therefore Chachamim hold that regular people do not have to go to the mikveh at all before going to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ritva writes that these Chachamim hold that any person going into Beis HaMikdash does not have to dip in the mikvah, right? Like we said before, some people hold only la'avoda, you have to go into the mikvah. But if you're not going la'avoda, then you don't have to. And the Lecha Mishnah writes this way as well. However, in the Sefer Zevach Toda, he writes that it's only if you went to the mikvah the night before that you don't have to go to the mikvah. Only a mitzorah would have to. But if you did not go to the mikvah the night before, then the Rabbanan would agree that Kol Adam does have to go to the mikvah before coming into Beis HaMikdash. So that's we'll go back to that same issue. We go back to that same issue. One more line. So from the words of Ravina, it's clear that he understood Bedas Chachamim in the second Brisa, that any person who goes into the mikvah, it's basically does not have to go to the mikvah. So the question is, do the Chachamim in the first Brisa argue on Chachamim in the second Brisa, right? Let's review. The second Brisa was, we said, Mitzorah Tovel V'Omid B'Shar Nikanar. Rabbi Yudomer, the first Brisa was Mitzorah Tovel V'Omid B'Shar. He has to go to the mikvah on day number 8. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. That was the first brisa. And then in the second brisa, it said, Lishkas mitzorayin, shesha mitzorayin tovlin. Tanakhama says, mitzorah does have to go to the mikvah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, every person has to go to the mikvah. So, but it sounds like Chachamim say that he doesn't have to. It's only mitzorah. So, Amalei Abayla of Yosef, name a rabbanan de pliga le de Rabbi Yehuda in the first brisa who say mitzorah does have to go to the mikvah day number 8, they hold like Benzoma that the Zechi of Daraisa. The Haide Katani Mitzora Lodiach al Kocha de Rabbi Yehuda. And the fact that they said a Mitzora is Tovel V'Omeid and not every person is just to teach you the strength of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even a Mitzora does not have to go to the mikvah. Odilma, no. Shani Mitzora de Daish Betoma. Maybe only a mitzorah would have to go to the mikvah. but all other people would not. Amar Leh, so Rav Yosef said, Shiny Mitzorah Dadaish Betumah. You're correct. That only the Chacham only require Mitzorah to go to the mikvah, but all other people, the Chacham would not require to go to the mikvah. Mitzorah is somebody who was frequently, since he was Tamei, so he frequently played around with Tumah, and therefore the Chacham would hold, no, only a Mitzorah has to go to the mikvah, but a regular person, the Chacham would agree in the second Brisa, the Chacham hold, they don't hold like Ben Zoma, that every person has to go to the mikvah. No, the Chacham disagree. They say that our only Mitzorah, who's Daish B'tum, has to go to the mikvah, but a regular person would not have to go to the mikvah. Okay, Rabosei, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Have a great day.